And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 5th of June, 2014. It was just after midnight on this day, 1968, Robert Kennedy was assassinated in Los Angeles by Sirhan Bishara Sirhan, a 24-year-old Pakistani immigrant, hours after Kennedy had won the Democratic presidential primary in California. He was walking through the kitchen of the Ambassador Hotel. He was shaking hands with a 17-year-old busboy named Juan Romero when Sirhan began firing. Other men with Kennedy tackled Sirhan, and Romero knelt by Kennedy and put a rosary in his hand. It was on this day, 1977, the Apple II computer went on sale, opening the era of personal computing. Developed by Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak, it was the first successful mass-produced microcomputer designed for home use. It came with 4 kilobytes of memory. The Apple II sold for about $1,300. Today, the same money will buy you an iMac with 4 gigabytes, a million times the original amount of memory. It's the birthday of the Scottish economist and philosopher Adam Smith, 1723, in Kirkcaldy, Fife, in Scotland. He was a professor of logic and moral philosophy at the University of Glasgow, and it was in 1776 he published his best-known book, The Wealth of Nations, in which he says that the pursuit of individual self-interest will lead, as if by an invisible hand, to the greatest good for all. And it's the birthday of the poet and playwright Federico Garcia Lorca, born in Fuente Vaqueros in Granada, Spain, in 1898, who became famous in Spain with the publication of his Gypsy Ballads in 1928. In 1929, his family worried about him because he was depressed after his romance with Salvador Dali had broken up, sent Lorca to the United States. He lived in New York and wrote A Poet in New York, published posthumously in 1942, after he had been executed by the Franco-Nationalists in 1936 during the Spanish Civil War. They drove him to a hill outside his hometown and shot him, and his body was never found. And it was on this date in 1851, Uncle Tom's Cabin began its serial run in abolitionist newspaper The National Era, ran in weekly installments for 10 months, published as a book in 1852 by Harriet Beecher Stowe. It sold 300,000 copies in the first year in print, attracted thousands of people to the abolitionist cause. Here's a poem for today by Linda Paston, entitled Possibilities. Today I drove past a house we almost bought and heard through the open window music made by some other family. We don't make music ourselves. In fact, we define our differences by what we listen to, and what we mean by family has changed since then, as we grew larger then smaller again, in ways we knew would happen and yet didn't expect. Each choice is a winnowing, and sometimes at night I hear all the possibilities creak open and shut like screen doors in the wind, making an almost musical accompaniment to what I know of love and history. Possibilities, a poem by Linda Paston from Heroes in Disguise, published by Norton and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry App, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.